Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, I am Amber, SD Mom Amber.
Hey, it's Sarah, SD Mom Sarah. What's up, Amber?
What's going on? Welcome to our next podcast. And I don't know if you've realized, but producer Steph, she moved back home to Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're totally sad, except it's for all the right reasons.
Yeah,
because she has little kids.
And her whole entire family lives in Wisconsin.
Can't
so
blame
she,
her for that.
She kind of gave up her career to go be with the rest of her family, which is...
Yeah,
inspiring,
ultimate mom
beautiful
thing to do.
Totally,
yeah,
the
totally
ultimate mom thing to do.
We miss her, and I don't know if I'm, you know, big shoes to fill, but I'm so happy.
Oh, you're
to be
doing a great
this
job
with you.
So Memorial Day weekend is approaching.
Yes,
which means summer's soon
almost
there
here. Oh my God, we're on countdown. We've got 4 weeks left in our school district.
Oh my gosh,
how about you?
I'm assuming what school district are your kids in? San Diego
Encinitas
County.
Yeah,
oh, okay, so
Encinitas.
That's different. You know, uh-huh. I am not keeping count of how many days left because I don't want to have to worry about summertime with the kids, what to do with them during the day.
Camp. We just fill it with camp.
I can't afford camp.
Oh, my gosh. It's so expensive. I can see why people... You end up in this situation where you're like, okay, well, I don't want to be with my kids all day, every day. Or if you have to work...
You can't have your kids all day, every day.
But it is so expensive.
I
would love
it
to know what other people do, because this whole camp thing, it's a racket.
Well, since I can't afford camp at all, my oldest son, who's a teenager now, I have negotiated a deal with him to pay him to watch the little ones while I'm at work. Because, I mean, I'm only at work till, 2:30 every day. So
that's smart.
Yes. I mean, and I feel horrible because my one daughter's like, oh, I want to go to horse camp and acting camp. And
we had to pass on horse camp because that looked like an absolute dream come true, but it was the most expensive camp. I have to tell you, we've had great luck with the YMCA. We've done that the last few years, and some of my daughter's most favorite camps ended up being the result of a complete mom fail. I didn't realize the first year that there are these parents who are so on top of it that on spring break, they have their kids' entire camp schedule for the whole summer signed, sealed, and done. So by the time I got on to look for camp, the only things left were things where I was like, oh, I don't know that my daughter's going to want to do that.
Right.
One of them was reptile camp. It ended up being her most favorite camp the entire summer.
Oh, so you did sign her up for reptile camp. That is so crazy.
It ended up being a happy ending. And breakdancing camp.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I would do that.
It was amazing. They did a dance to Ice Ice Baby. It was the funniest thing ever.
See, I'm the opposite kind of mom. I am scatterbrained. I've got like 800 things going on. And planning out spring break and summer is always like the last thing I end up doing. And I regret it, and yeah. I feel like a horrible mom.
No, we always find reasons to make ourselves feel guilty, don't we?
Always.
And I think it's one of those things where they're on the other side. You know, I have so many home parents, and they're all, lucky you get to a smile, you know, during the being a stay-at-home parent during the summer is so hard. And then I think we look at them and go, oh, you're so lucky you get a couple months off with your kids.
And you don't got to deal with paying for camps and who's watching them.
I know.
Well, I used to be, for many years, I gave up my radio gig to be a stay-at-home mom. So I'm now, like, I've lived both sides.
You're back.
And, yeah, you know, there's positive and negatives to both sides, for sure. I remember when I was a stay-at-home mom, dreading summer because I was going to have to be with the kids all day, every day.
Oh, it's so hard to keep them busy.
It is. It really, really is. And now I'm dreading summer because I'm going to have to pay for somebody to watch them. Mm-hmm. So I get both sides, for sure.
I have entered the end-of-the-year lunch-making slump.
Throwing random things.
Real weird.
Starting to be pretty weird. Throwing old avocado.
Out of ideas. I'll eat it.
String cheese.
I know.
That's so funny. Oh, I've given up making lunches at this point. I just give them lunch money.
Just give them lunch money. I know.
I'm like digging for change in my car. I'm like, oh, I got to give you lunch money.
Fine.
So here's a bunch of nickels.
Fine. Go buy the chocolate milk, the ice cream, and the slice of pizza. Yeah. Fine.
Do your kids like school lunches?
I think they would like them.
Oh, you don't.
Mm-mm. My mom always.
See, now I feel guilty because
No, trust me, your kids are so stoked. I'm turning into my mother. She always made our lunch.
Aww.
And I'm a little bit worried that they're just going to eat ice cream and chocolate milk all day.
No, I could see that. I could see that. My boys are in middle school, and I'll see them when I pick them up with, like, you know, little bags of chips and Takis. And I'm like, why? You're supposed to get that, like, lunch instead of the snacks. But
plus, I know that the grandparents will fill them up with sugar real good right after school. So may as well have a little something healthy.
I cannot believe summer's right around the corner.
I know.
I'm so not prepared.
Let's just not let our brains go there yet, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
let's focus on Memorial weekend.
Let's get through Memorial Day weekend. And have a little fun.
Any fun plans with the family for Memorial?
I think we'll just stick around close to home. We've got a community pool and everybody tends to gather there, so it's easy. How about you guys?
I'm taking the kids to Vegas for the weekend.
Oh, well, I know. Excuse me. Oh, mom of the year.
Oh, school no. This is a very, very Vegas. Special occasion. I don't get to take them out very often.
Oh,
so.
How exciting. Have fun.
I will. Thank you so much. And you have a good Memorial weekend as well.
You too. Happy end of the school year, guys. Hang in there.
Yes.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, almost there. I'm SD Mom. I'm Amber.
I'm SD Mom Sarah.
See you next week.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on. Let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.